Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and I'm here with LLP Extraordinaires. That stands for Leadership La Plata. I have Jen Bartlett and Kelsey Lovelace. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. So, because I know you guys are probably both from the best class ever.
13-14.
What year?
13-14, best 14. Class ever.
08-09, worst class is what we say.
Yeah, you're the worst class, yeah. And then we always say we're the best class. No, really.
We do.
Always our fault. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We're actually here looking for the next best class ever.
Is that why you're here?
We are.
Well, I'm glad you're here for that reason, because people can apply right now, right?
Yeah, applications are now being accepted. They are available online, and we're accepting them through the end of May.
Okay, now when you fill out the application, I've always told people that plan ahead, because there's some questions in there. You got to give, some deep thoughts, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of those, off the top of your head? Like, what are some of the issues facing La Plata County, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, I think one is the top three issues facing La Plata County.
Uh-huh.
There are questions about your involvement in the county, mm-hmm. Past and present.
Okay.
There's also some requirements for letters of recommendation from Leadership La Plata alumni and others. So that's something you might want to keep in mind for applying early.
Right. And give the date, a specific date. And then I always say it's due a week earlier. But what's the date that they're due?
So they are due by 5 p.m. on May 31st.
So May 25th.
Exactly.
Just to let people plan ahead. Oh, May 31st at 5 p.m. is when they're due. And again, you have to get two letters of recommendation, so it's always good to give at least one of those, maybe from one of your LLP fellow alums.
And giving them advance notice as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go online to leadershiplaplata.org mm-hmm. to find a list of all of the past alumni. Most likely, you know someone,
right?
At least two people.
Now, how many years has Leadership La Plata been doing because of all of these people that you might know?
Actually, this next best class ever will be our 30th Leadership La Plata class. So we're coming into our 30th anniversary year.
That is amazing. And I look back on some of the people that were the founders, and some of them are even still around, in the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look back through the alumni list, and it actually amazes me some of the people that went through the class. I had no idea they went through it.
Right.
Being somebody in the last 10 years that have gone through the class, you kind of forget about the last 20 years before that.
Oh, sure. Well, because yours is the worst class ever.
We are the worst class, so we try to forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Now, let me ask you this, because in our class, we just had our 10-year reunion, and we had probably about 8 of us that were able to make it to that, and then we had another gathering about 12 of us made earlier in last summer. We truly bonded. Do you still feel like you have that bond with your classmates?
Funny you say that, Jack. We actually have happy hour tonight.
Oh,
there's
see?
A couple of us from our class that's
yeah.
meeting up. And actually, there's some folks from other classes that are joining in with us as well. So it's really cool because the network is not necessarily just your class.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, so Kelsey and I weren't in the same class.
No. But
we got to spend the retreat together.
Sure.
So we bonded.
Now, it's funny because I'm kind of wondering why I didn't get an invite to that happy hour, but we'll talk after we get off the air, Jen.
Talk after.
I'm a little hurt there, but anyway, moving right along. So, and you guys met through Leadership La Plata, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how are you involved with Leadership La Plata now? Because I know that we did not allow you to get away.
That's right. Short leash. But it's great. So after graduating Leadership La Plata, I think I took a couple years just to kind of process, like, what mm-hmm. am I doing next? And really finding some stability through my career.
Right.
I think at the time when I was in Leadership La Plata, I might have been around 30, the
okay.
old dirty 30.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of years, and then I really circled back and recognized this is how I want to give back to the community. So starting to sit on different nonprofit boards around the community, and then also recognizing LLP gave me so much that I wanted to give back.
Nice.
So that's why Kelsey and I each sit on a couple committees across LLP.
Sure.
But it makes sense that all of these committees that we're able to volunteer on, we all work together to ensure that we are providing the best opportunities for the classes.
All right, and some of the committees that mm-hmm. people can serve on, and I always say this because Leadership La Plata is kind of under the chamber umbrella, but I have a hard time remembering all the stuff that you guys do because you guys are busy. I mean, there's steering, there's curriculum, there's marketing, there's...
Selection.
Thank you.
Retreat. Best committee ever.
Best committee, which is a
finance.
Finance. So there are a lot of committees and opportunities.
Yep.
And once somebody does go through LLP, they probably feel like, wow, now I want to keep that momentum going because of everything that I learned. Now I can pay it forward.
Right. And I have to say, I feel pretty lucky. I say best committee ever, but I really think so. Going through the retreat every year, I get to work with a new class. And it's really, for me, it's just a development opportunity for myself. Working with Phil Bryson at the retreats every year is pretty cool. And then also sitting on these committees and connecting with people that weren't necessarily in my class has been an opportunity for myself to continue growing leadership skills, just working with different personalities and styles.
And so the retreat is always the second weekend in September, if I remember right.
Yes.
And it is incredible. I mean, I remember doing the ropes course and some other things that I thought, there's no way, and I ended up doing it. I always say I channeled Phil Bryson through me to make me get over my fear of heights, but some of the things that do go on, and that is truly when you bond with your class.
Absolutely.
So how about you, Kelsey? What are your hats that you're wearing?
So I chair both the marketing committee and the selection committee for Leadership La Plata. So I, like Jen, felt I actually didn't take a big break in between when I was in my class and when I started serving on the marketing committee. Mm-hmm. And I really felt like the program needed to be more at the forefront for more people. So I really had a passion to come and promote it and help others get involved with Leadership La Plata. Uh-huh. Particularly, I was pretty young when I went through the class. I just had met that 25 age limit.
Right. I'm sitting here laughing when you guys are like, oh, back when I was, and I'm like going, yeah, wait till you hit 54. Go ahead.
But as, you know, a local who grew up in the community, I kind of felt like, oh, I really want to do this for the leadership side of things. Uh-huh. I know everything I need to know about the community. And I really learned a ton about many different industries and sectors that I didn't know a lot about.
So with that, let me ask, what was your favorite class? Because there's, you know, 8 different courses that you go through. What was something that really stands out for both of you?
I think my favorite class was probably the public safety and criminal justice class, which seems like an odd one. But
is that because you got to ride in the front of the police car instead of the back? I'm kidding.
I did. I got to ride with Sheriff Sean Smith during the election season when he was going up
when he was running,
election.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting and fun. But I had no idea how integrated all of the different law enforcement agencies are and how closely they all work together to protect the community. So that
absolutely
was really eye-opening for me.
You know, I always tell the story. I used to live with 2 police officers, Durango PD, back when I was younger, like you guys.
Like our age?
Yeah, back as I got out of Fort Lewis College. And so I was 22, 23, thought I wanted to be a cop. Went on enough ride-along programs, I realized I don't want to be a cop. I mean, to do that day in and day out. So another thing people could do is Citizens Police Academy. You got to do that next. We'll talk off air. What about you, Jim? What was the big aha takeaway for you?
As far as class, I probably had a bigger takeaway, but as far as classes, I actually would agree. Mine was probably the public safety class as well, just because it was so out of, like, just my circles, my norm, right? Being from the nonprofit world, it wasn't something I dealt with. Or dealt with it on a different level. But that was very eye-opening for me, just to see that side of it and meeting the people that are doing the work and just having this newfound respect for those people was very eye-opening for me.
Well, and I always find, too, when you go through an LLP, when you are a grad, you can always call anybody that spoke and say, you spoke at my Leadership La Plata class, and there's that instant connection. What are some of the courses that are taught? I mean, we have the public safety. What are some of the other ones?
You can learn about arts and culture in the community, the education systems, everything from K through 12 to the community college in Fort Lewis. Mm-hmm. Charter schools, government. I know when I went through, Ellen Roberts was speaking to our class about government.
Environment,
business.
Right.
Regional diversity or regional issues, health and human services. Mm-hmm.
And so if when people are listening to this, again, leadershipaplata.org is where you go on to fill out the application. Then you go through an interview process. And one thing that, not to put words in your mouth, but I always explain, this is not a job interview. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people aren't selected and they come back to me and go, oh, I didn't get a selector. And I'm like, well, are you aware that we had 10 people from the nonprofit sector apply? Or are you aware we had 5 people from banking? So that's one of the things that people have to realize, because you try and get a diversity from where they're located, where they live, as well as maybe political positions, on to diversity, you know, race, creed, color, religion, all of that. Age, because you've got folks that are 25 and up, 80 years old.
That's an important aspect as we are selecting the classes and ensuring that everybody's getting the full experience of Leadership of Plata. And we encourage you that if you do not get into this year's class, that you reapply.
Right.
Because we want to ensure that you are fit in a class where you're going to have diverse conversations. And really, that's where the learning comes from in the classes, to be able to trust each other and have open conversations and ensuring that y'all aren't on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've sat with folks that completely had different perspective on thing, whether it was environment or whatever it might be, business, and talking that and understanding and being respectful of the other person's position to go, I didn't look at it that way. Mm-hmm. It truly has helped me immensely. Now, you have some recruitment meetings coming up. When are those?
We do. We actually have one of our big recruitment socials coming up on May 16th. Mm-hmm. It'll be in the Secret Garden at the Rochester Hotel.
Okay.
And that'll be from 5 to 6:30 p.m. There will be a bunch of Leadership La Plata alumni there to talk about their experiences. The whole recruitment committee will be there to help answer any questions about the application or the program. There will also be some food and drinks, and I believe Jeff Solon's playing that evening in
very
the garden.
Nice.
So should be a nice time.
And again, that's May 16th from 5 to 6:30 at the Rochester in their little non-secret garden, I call it. It's really not a secret. Kurt Komick's involved in anything. There ain't no secret there, I'll tell you
Kurt
that.
Kurt was in my Leadership La Plata class, so.
We'll talk. And so what are some of the other social media places that people can find out more information?
You can visit us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It is Leadership La Plata. La Plata County is our Facebook name.
Okay.
And so we keep everything up to date there, from upcoming graduation to upcoming recruitment events. We also share information about each class the day that it's happening. So it's kind of a live stream of what's going on.
Oh, nice.
So you could go back and take a look at pictures and videos of the last few classes to give you an idea of how those might end up for you.
Very cool. And what have we forgot? We've got about a minute and a half left, so I want to make sure I touch base on everything.
I would have to say you do not have to attend these socials in order to apply.
Okay.
Some people may think that. So anybody can apply, whether you come or not. We encourage everybody to apply. If you are questioning if you are eligible or qualified or could benefit from LLP, we encourage you to do so.
And those eligibility, I know you have to be over 25.
You have to be over 25. You have to have lived in La Plata County for 1 year.
Okay.
You have to be able to attend the retreat in September and make the commitment to the Friday classes.
Which is second Friday of every month through May.
Mm-hmm. Yep, from September to May. I guess October to May.
Yeah. In La Plata.
And year two is actually the second year commitment.
Oh, that's
as
right.
Well. So first year, we're going through the classes. Second year, you're putting on one of those classes
helping
for the
coordinate
next
it.
Year class. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. Well, thank you both, honestly, for everything you do for Leadership La Plata, because it's behind the scenes, the volunteer work, and everything that you two, as well as others, provide to make it continue to be successful.
Well, thanks so much for having us, Jack, and we really hope that you'll all take the opportunity to take a look at Leadership La Plata and hopefully apply for the 30th best class ever.
30th best class. I love that. And again, the website?
LeadershipLaPlata.org.
Facebook?
Leadership La Plata, La Plata County.
And if people want to call and get more information?
970-247-0312.
That's the chamber number. You should have that memorized. Thank you both for coming in. We have to send it back to the studios.
Thanks, Jack.
You bet. And keep doing a great job of Leadership La Plata. Back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.